Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Companies to watch.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. It's time now for Companies to Watch. And on the spotlight this week, we're putting Apple because yesterday they reported strong fiscal third quarter earnings, demolishing Wall Street expectations. Every one of Apple's major product lines grew over 12% on an annual basis. Overall, Apple sales up 36% from the June quarter last year. iPhone sales increased nearly 50% on an annual basis. But Apple stock was down over 2% in extended trading yesterday after Apple issued a warning that its earnings call growth in the September quarter would not be as strong as June's. So let's get a quick recap of the earnings number. $1.30 versus $1.01 estimated. That's earnings per share. Revenue was $81.41 billion versus $73.3 billion estimated. So that's up 36%. iPhone revenue in particular, $39.57 billion versus $34.01 billion. That's up nearly 50% year on year. Let's try and dive into the details of this. Helping me out is Stanley Lim, co-founder and chief editor of Value Invest Asia. Stanley, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Elliot. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot for taking the time to help me out here. I wanted to check with you with regard to Apple. I mean, iPhone revenue nearly 50%, up nearly 50% from the previous year. And the thing about Apple is they sell you the idea of an ecosystem, right? Everything looks nice, everything can sing together. But then again, psychologically, the shopper of today likes a la carte options. They want, you know, maybe this particular brand of phone, this particular brand of speaker. How is it Apple is still able to sell this idea of an ecosystem?
Yeah, it's really crazy to see their growth from such a large company. I think the real secret to Apple and its ecosystem is really from experience that I experienced firsthand when I was shopping for a smartphone for my wife in two different locations. And the first one, when I bought her an Android phone, and another year, I bought her an iPhone. But guess which time I got a kiss in return. That kiss really summed up the success of Apple for me, which is Apple, they make great products and they are innovative, but when people buy Apple, they are not just buying the phone because, like you said, there are other choices. But Apple is really a brand, and in my opinion, it is one of the key and most notable luxury brand of electronics. And maybe think of it like a Prada of electronics. So, and phone is now, you know, more than just a phone. It's a fashion accessory. It's a statement because it's an extension of our arm. And so we want to showcase that the phone that maybe we are design conscious, or like the marketing suggests that we think different. We are round pegs on square holes, right?
Yeah,
that's why we buy Apple, and that's why Apple symbolizes. And because of that strong branding, people not only buy it for themselves, they buy it for gifts, for during holiday seasons, which will be the biggest season for Apple every year. So that's really more than just the ecosystem, but also the branding that leads to Apple's success, in my opinion.
I like how you bring up holiday season, the biggest season for Apple every year. And ahead of all of that, they came out yesterday to warn of a parts shortage and they're expecting slower growth. Could you tell us a little bit more about that? And, you know, How what kind of dangers does this pose to Apple for that September quarter?
Yeah, so there's a lot of factors to talk about here, but maybe just a backdrop on the issue, because Apple revenue has actually been quite stagnant since 2019. And in last year, 2020 Q2, the revenue was actually flat. So they are coming from a very low base, and people who are holding back on replacing their phone over the past 2 years might be thinking of a refresh, because iPhone 12 was a major refresh and they are starting to buy again this year. But for the next quarter, I think maybe Apple believes that the US dollars will continue to strengthen. And typically, as the US dollar strengthen, they'd like to keep their pricing for foreign markets so they absorb the Forex losses. But I only see this as a temporary issue, because Apple, in the longer term, they'll try to adjust their pricing just to maintain their market as well. And in terms of services, which they say will experience slowdown, maybe that's because they expect that US is reopening again and less people will be subscribing to their services, because there's less need to keep entertained indoors, and that might slow down the growth as well.
Mm.
Right. But the most fascinating part for me is actually looking at the supply constraint. Most of us will assume that the disruption is really coming from the supply side because of the pandemic, the supply chain is being disrupted, there's a delay. It's true, but that causes maybe some things like transportation leading to increased freight costs. But another impact that less people is talking about is actually from the demand side.
Okay.
Because of the pandemic, it's hard for companies to forecast their demand. And so they ended up, many of them, under forecasting. And when the demand actually came back and is better than expected, especially in the electronic sector, everyone rushed to find the manufacturer for manufacturing slots. But those are already taken up. And so there's a backlog of delay. And it's happening across different electronic sectors as well, like graphic cards, the automotive chips. And so for Apple, they're really kind of, the production is stuck in this traffic jam of supply chain. My estimation is even manufacturers and foundries, when they want to build up the capacity, it might take another 2 or 3 years. So it would not resolve straight away. But thinking that Apple being such a, you know, negotiation power is such strong over suppliers, I think it will be slower growth for them, but they still will be quite good in the next quarter.
Okay. I wanted to look at a couple of other areas, and this from the consumer standpoint. Okay, fine. We've sorted out the supply chain issues, but consumers and whether or not they get sick of Apple, there are a couple of running factors here. Take, for example, they were charged with breaking EU competition rules over the way they ran their app store. That doesn't seem to deter people away from buying Apple products. But then you have this regular cycle with Apple over the question of how do you refresh your ecosystem? What new latest thing can you offer? I mean, can their self-driving car perhaps be something that can make money for them?
Yeah. It's true. The Apple, you know, because of their huge growth, it's really hard to move the needle right now. And the good thing about their ecosystem is once you have one product, it's really hard to switch out, and you give it more reason for us to buy the second product. You know, they are very good at creating new segment completely, like the phones, watch, iPad, and now we are seeing accessories. They are really trying very hard to innovate more and more accessories for all their devices, with the AirPods and now AirTag coming up and the whole MagSafe line of products. Although I think this will not be the scale of iPhone, but definitely they will have much better profit margin than iPhones. So that is a good thing for them. A key segment I think will make a difference for Apple right now is actually growing services.
Right.
And services is, you know, they have a gross margin of 70%. That's double that of their hardware business. So really they don't need to grow that much of services to grow their profit. And once they have the captured customers with their services, and people feel that their services is good enough, they might want to subscribe to their services. The only way we can do it is through buying Apple devices as well. So it benefits the whole business, right? And in terms of Apple Car, yes, there's a news report, you know, that Apple is indeed working on a car. They tried that idea a few years ago with Project Titan as well, but it kind of quiet down a bit. But looking at, you know, some of the reports, the most likely, if they're going ahead with Apple Car, is through a partnership with another established automotive manufacturer. So we have to wait and see which one that they end up partnering with, because it's hard to see Apple really going into manufacturing of cars themselves. It wouldn't be so early. Even some famous Apple analysts is expecting, you know, this is something that we can look beyond 2025 to 2027 before we can see an Apple Car in the market.
Yeah, and they really got to do something about their Apple TV Plus and the programs that they offer. We need more, I think. But I just want to touch on, and because earlier I brought up the Apple being charged with breaking EU competitive rules over the way it ran its app store. I mean, what are your thoughts on how they are responding to this? What can you tell us about how they are responding to this? Although this was something that happened in April, the things that they're doing to perhaps change that. And, you know, people tend to follow Apple's lead. Are companies set to follow what they do? Do you think they will?
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of criticism around how Apple treats this developer. But I think Apple has really doubled down on their reasoning to privacy and safe environment for consumer. Personally, as a consumer, I don't really like how they control their ecosystem so much.
Yeah.
And it's some restricting, right? But for most consumers, maybe convenience is more important. And okay. people just want something that's easy to use. You know, you don't have to think too much about it. You pick it up and it just works. And you want to feel safe from all the apps that you download from Apple App Store, right? And your data is protected. And that means that Apple, you know, the reason Apple gave is that means they need a tighter control than other companies. Mm-hmm. And it seems that most people can live with that. You know, consumer has voted with their wallets. They don't really mind. And so if consumer is not forced to join the Apple ecosystem, for developers, if they want to reach an Apple user, you know, they have to follow at the Apple rulebook. If not, there are other platforms as well that they can work with. It's not just Apple that they can develop for.
I've been speaking with Stanley Lim, co-founder and chief editor of Value Invest Asia. Stanley, I do appreciate your time this morning. Unfortunately, we run out of a bit of time, but thank you for your time again. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.